This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كان مثل الإسلام أيام عمر مثل امرئ مقبل لم يزل في إقبال، فلما قتل عمر أدبر فلم يزل في إدبار.
صبح بدا نور ظهر، نجم وشمس وقمر، ألقى على الدنيا الدرر. هذا عمر، هذا عمر، كل البرايا تنتظر أيامه البيض الغرر كي تستفيد من العبر.
هذا عمر. One expansion in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the seventh year of Hijrah, when the Muslims took over the battle of Khaybar, and they have a lot of wealth that came to them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually in his lifetime expanded the masjid once. And he expanded the masjid towards the east, this way, okay? And he expanded it, to the east and to the north. So, if you can imagine it, there's a picture here. Basically, the yellow. North and the east. So the Prophet ﷺ expanded the masjid during his time in the seventh year of Hijrah. Then Umar radiallahu anhu expanded it in the same direction. East and north. Okay? South is this way, so north and east. And that was in the 17th year of Hijrah. And then in the 29th year of Hijrah, Uthman radiallahu anhu expanded the masjid. And Uthman radiallahu anhu's expansion is where the Imam currently prayed. It's that gray dome. See where there's a green dome? The Prophet, where he's buried? In the gray dome. The gray dome is where the Imam prays. That's the musalla or the mihrab of Uthman radiallahu anhu. So Uthman led the prayer there. And also for the men, one thing that's very special is if you walk through Bab al-Salam, this first door, and you walk all the way down, when you reach the place where the Imam prays, and you stand in the middle of the pillars, and literally in the middle, where there's a pillar on your right, and the pillar on your left, and in front of you is the mihrab of Uthman radiallahu anhu, you're standing where Umar radiallahu anhu used to lead the prayer. That was the mihrab of Umar. Obviously, you can't have a markation now, but Umar radiallahu anhu prayed there, and Umar radiallahu anhu actually was assassinated there. He was leading Fajr Salah, and a Persian fire worshipper who was a slave came into the masjid and pretended to pray, and he had a dagger which was poisoned, and he hit one of the best companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the second best companion out of all the companions, Umar radiallahu anhu. He killed Umar radiallahu anhu, and he started bleeding, and he was taken away, and the effects of that poison was reaching his body, and he was laid to rest, he passed out. And his home, where he was taken to, was, if you look straight back behind me, you will see small white pillars. Small white pillars, do you see them?
Yeah.
Okay. The one that's closest to the left, the small white pillar closest to the left, in front of that area, was the home of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, as down one of my favorite companions, the second Khalifa of Islam. Umar radiallahu anhu was a man who stood for the truth at all times. When he was leaving Mecca, most of the companions left without announcing it. They hid. He announced to everybody. He said, if anybody wants their mother to lose their son, follow me behind this valley. And he was carrying his armor. Nobody dared to say anything to Umar radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he made dua and he said, oh Allah, grant victory to Islam with the Islam of one of the two Umars. One of them was Umar al-Khattab, the other Umar was Umar ibn Hisham, whose name was Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl. So the Prophet ﷺ actually was making dua, oh Allah, whoever you see more beneficial to Islam, either Abu Jahl or Umar ibn Khattab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Umar ibn Khattab to accept Islam. And they said when Umar ibn Khattab accepted Islam, it was a conquest by itself. It was a victory by itself. Because it gave so much power to the Muslims. Umar ibn Khattab was buried there. Excuse me, sorry. He lived there. And his home was called Dar al-Qadha. Not Qadha as in judiciary, not Qadha as in like judge, being a judge, but Qadha as in law. He actually put his entire house on basically, what you could say, ransom, in case that he died and he had a loan upon him, that they sell his house and they pay off his loans. And Umar al-Khattab, when he became Khalifa, if you think of Umar al-Khattab, you think of, subhanAllah, a person who was had a very strong demeanor, to the point that when the women would have their session with the Prophet ﷺ, and he was teaching them, and they would ask him in a very serious manner. When Umar walked in, they immediately would cover themselves and like walk away as fast as possible. And they would say, "Ya Umar, you're scaring the women." But Umar radiallahu anhu had that kind of personality, to the point that when he became Khalifa, some of the people in Medina started saying Umar radiallahu anhu was very strong, had a strong demeanor when he was under the Prophet ﷺ and under Abu Bakr the Khalifa. So he's going to be strong against this. He's going to be harsh against this. So Umar radiallahu anhu got up on the member of the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, "I hear people in Medina saying things. They're saying that I'm going to be very harsh when I'm a Khalifa. And they're right, I am going to be harsh." And everybody started being scared. And he said, "I'm going to be harsh against myself to establish justice for those who are weak and downtrodden. And I will make sure I'm harsh against those who take the rights of others." This was Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu. One day, the Prophet ﷺ had a conflict with his wife. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ had a disagreement with his wife. So he said, "I will not come near you all for a month." For a month. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ. So he went, and there was a place in the Nabawi, which there was some stairs, and it was like an apartment above. Okay, in the area where the Rawla is, there was some stairs, and there was like a small apartment area. And the Prophet stayed away from his family for 1 month because of the disagreement that they had. And Umar radiallahu anhu, when he came, and he saw the Prophet ﷺ resting, and he saw that he was sleeping on a straw mat, and it left marks on his side of his body, he started to cry. He said, "Oh Rasulullah." He said, "Oh Rasulullah, the king of Persia and the king of Rome have better than this. You deserve better. You deserve much better than this." The Prophet ﷺ taught Umar radiallahu anhu a great lesson. He said that, "Ya Umar, know that for them is this dunya and for us is the akhirah. Aren't you pleased that for them is this dunya and for us is the akhirah?" To console Umar radiallahu anhu and to teach him a very strong lesson that this hardship that we see is only in this dunya and is preparing us for the hereafter. Umar radiallahu anhu, he was over there. And at one time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Umar radiallahu anhu's house in paradise. When he dreamt of it, and he saw Umar radiallahu anhu's house in paradise, and he said, "Oh Umar, because of your ghila, like your manhood, I decided not to go into your house because I know how much strong of a demeanor you have because of your ghila." Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard that, he started to cry. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, you're shy from me," and he started to cry because the Prophet ﷺ wouldn't enter his house in Jannah. Just thinking of that made Umar, a strong man like Umar, cry. That, hands down, Umar radiallahu anhu, one of the best people of Islam. One of the people who gathered the Quran and took part in the organization and collection of the Quran that we hold now. Umar was one of the people who initiated that as well. And later on,